You're listening to What and Why on Skip Intro, a segment where we tell you what's streaming on Netflix and why it's worth a watch. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tapping into What and Why. I have another special guest with me here today, Chris, straight out of Brooklyn, coming right into Los Angeles, California. Why don't you talk about what you do at Q?
Yeah, so I work on social at Q, but we're a small team, and so we all have our hands in multiple things. And so, yeah, any day can be a different day.
I was able to lure Chris from New York, where he was born and raised, went to college. He is a New York boy, all the way out to La La Land. I think you've, how long have you been here now, Chris?
10 months now. Almost
nice.
A year, yeah.
Any regrets?
No, not at all. I don't live life with regrets. Regret is an emotion I don't allow myself to experience, actually.
That is awesome. All right. Well, why don't you tell me a little bit about your journey to Q?
Yeah. So I studied journalism in college. And then when I graduated, I naturally kind of moved towards social media because that is how people are consuming journalism. So I've worked in social for over 10 years now, and I've always wanted to work at Netflix.
All right. Well, let's get to it. Let's have your what and why.
So my what is He's Just Not That Into You, which I watched for the first time ever a few weeks ago on Netflix.
How is that possible?
So I don't know. I think I was like early college and I kind of wanted to avoid, like, it just felt too mainstream for me at the time. I mean, they did such a beautiful marketing campaign. I felt like I didn't need to watch the film because I knew what the film was about. But then I watched it and I was, you know, I'm a sucker for an ensemble cast. So I was just like, why did I wait this long? It's that film that just gets you in the feels. And it's funny because I wish I watched it when I was 19 because I would have probably not made as many mistakes in my life up until this point. If it really takes that much energy to get someone's attention in a romantic setting, then like just move on because most likely he's just not that into you.
I remember that article went around. Mm-hmm. People were Xeroxing and passing that around, and it was certainly of a moment. I cannot believe you had just watched it, knowing that I know you love this kind of material. So for our listeners that haven't also happened to watch this film, mm-hmm. it is on Netflix now, which is fantastic, which is what I do love about the platform, is you get to see all this stuff comes back up. But if you haven't, the ensemble cast is kind of a who's who. Mm-hmm. You've got Scarlett Johansson, Bradley Cooper, mm-hmm.
Jennifer Aniston, Ben Affleck.
Then the Jennifers, you've got Jennifer Connelly, Jennifer Goodwin, and you mentioned Jennifer Aniston, and Drew Barrymore is
yes.
in this.
Yes, I mean, the queen of daytime television right now. And it was great to see just, I don't know, two heavy hitters, Jennifer Aniston and Ben Affleck. I don't know. I don't think they have many films together. And they are kind of like those quintessential pillars of Hollywood. So it was kind of great to see them in this film together. Although I did feel bad for Jennifer's character a bit. They do have a happy ending, but just their story was a little wonky to me.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on again, Chris. Always a pleasure. Fair warning, He's Just Not That Into You is leaving Netflix on December 1st, so be sure to add it to your weekend watch list. Curious what else the Q team is watching? Head over to Netflix and search Q's Q for more recommendations. That's Q-U-E-U-E, initial Q.